For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. Vaccinated or not, the masks come off on June 11th. Kentucky's mask mandate will be officially lifted that day, with a few exceptions. As that date nears, the state is making a concerted effort to boost the number of residents protected against COVID-19. While more than half of Kentucky's adult population is vaccinated, the state is lagging in the number of minority residents who are rolling up their sleeves. Lisa Autry reports on one effort to change that in Bowling Green.
It's not Sunday, and it's not a potluck, but 19-year-old Rachel Rodriguez is at the fellowship hall of her church. She's here to get the coronavirus vaccine.
Just, I want to get it over with. Like, I'm stoked, honestly. Like, yeah. I heard it doesn't hurt, so.
Rachel is at La Luz del Mundo, or Light of the World Church, a congregation of Hispanics in Bowling Green. The church is hosting a pop-up vaccination clinic on a weekday afternoon. Rachel was born here after her parents immigrated from Mexico. Her family represents one of the groups more likely to contract COVID-19 and least likely to get vaccinated.
Some do think that it's not worth getting the vaccine because they don't want to get sick from it. But we also told them about, like, their family member. They have to think about their family first and then themselves as well.
Rachel works at TJ Maxx, and as a retail employee, she comes into contact often with members of the public. She also shares a home with her parents and four siblings. She knows her odds of being infected are high, and she could easily spread the virus. So without hesitation, she heads over to the nurse's station to roll up her sleeve.
Date of birth 9/30/2001.
Yes.
Okay, and this is your COVID vaccine card.
Cindy Rodriguez, no relation to Rachel, is a nurse for the Barron River District Health Department, which is sponsoring the clinic and providing the vaccine. She goes over some information with Rachel before giving the injection.
And which arm would you like to do?
My left.
Okay. So you may have a little bit of tenderness, redness just at the injection side, and that's normal.
Rachel doesn't mind needles and watches as she's injected with the Moderna vaccine. She says it was just like getting the flu shot.
It was good. Like, I'm glad that it's finally, well, not over with, but, like, I have to wait for the second dosage.
Rachel Rodriguez heads over to a waiting area where those who have received the vaccine hang out for 15 minutes in case they develop an adverse reaction. That's where Rodrigo Alonso is, sharing his vaccine experience with another Latino man.
Más o menos, ¿cómo fue la experiencia del vacuno?
Unlike many in his community, Rodrigo didn't need much convincing to get immunized.
I was actually positive with the COVID-19 back in June. I only had headache, fever, cough, body ache. I don't want it again for sure.
Rodrigo is a maintenance worker for Old Stone, an upscale living community in Warren County. With a family to support, he says taking the vaccine was a no-brainer. But convincing more Hispanics and other minorities remains a challenge. Black residents, for instance, make up just over 8% of Kentucky's population, but account for just over 5% of those vaccinated. The disparity among Hispanics is even greater. Angel Parker is a health educator for the Barron River District Health Department. She says people of color have suffered higher rates of infection and death from COVID-19.
It has nothing to do with biological or genetic factors. It's just long lines of underlying health conditions. It's living in dense populations, multifamily homes, all have contributing factors.
All 150 doses allotted for this pop-up clinic were used, suggesting that with education and accessibility, vulnerable groups are willing to get vaccinated. As the end of the pandemic nears, opportunities like these mobile clinics are becoming fewer, despite evidence showing access improves outcomes. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.